I think one of the exciting messages that we saw, that we're seeing more and more in use with our IPF patients is the use of activity monitoring. So we have known that 6-minute walk test has been a clinical trial outcome in various clinical trials, especially some of the big, the antifibrotic studies that were approved, but they've always been secondary outcomes and they are limited in terms of homogenizing their implementation. And they, you know, at the end of the day are limited to 6 minutes of activity performance, and you can argue whether it's a maximal or submaximal effort. So there's some inherent problems there, but we do think that how a patient feels and functions is critically important. So I think the incorporation of activity monitors, and most of them seem to be in the form of a watch-like device that monitors activity over a 24-hour period, this is an exciting new domain in terms of patient-reported and patient-centered data that really could more accurately reflect how a patient feels and functions. How are they behaving outside of the clinical trial site when they come in for their study visit? That's one thing, but what about, you know, the other 23 hours in the day? And so I think that incorporating this as a measure, is we're going to see that more and more, and I think it really aligns with the FDA's desire to focus on how patients feel and function.